kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon, kakabalik lang sa Pilipinas mula Melbourne Food and Wine, ang Chef Laudicos. Hindi kami nagkita sa Melbourne pero nagkita naman online. Welcome back to SBS.
Hi.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Maraming salamat sa pag-unlock sa aming imbitasyon. Alam namin busy-busy kayo. At kamusta naman ang naging experience ninyo sa sold out na dalawang session, kung di ako nagkakamali, sa Melbourne Food and Wine?
You know, Melbourne is always a special place para sa amin ni Chef Jack. Actually, we did many food festivals in Melbourne, pero it was the first time that it was with the Melbourne Food and Wine week, food week. And yes, it was a great success. We really enjoyed the cooking that event, and hopefully we'll go back soon again.
At nakakatuwa kasi before, pag Melbourne Food and Wine, karamihan sa mga participating chefs ay mula ibang bansa, mula Europa, mula Amerika. Pero nitong mga huli, dumadami na ang bilang ng mga Pinoy.
Yay!
Yeah. Oo, yun talaga yung ano namin eh. And together with that is the number of Filipino restaurants and the people who are appreciative and you know, they're always parang it's already in the map ng mga utak ng mga tao. So I was thinking way back when we started doing this advocacy of like early 2000, all we were saying repeatedly is for Filipino food to make it, we really need more Filipino chefs doing Filipino food. And now,
tama.
I see that happening. And that's so heartwarming. That's, you know, it's something to celebrate for me.
Pero yeah. Ano kaya yung click? Dahil ngayon, pinapansin na talaga siya. Kasi dati, di ba, mga Pinoy lang yung tumatangkilik sa mga restaurant na Pinoy, sa mga
Pinoy. Tama ka. Kasi before, like maybe even just a decade or maybe 20 years before, hindi rin ganun kadami talaga na Filipino chefs. Not just abroad, not just in a global setting. Even here sa Philippines, panapansin nyo po, hindi rin ganun kadami yung mga Filipino restaurants talaga in the Philippines. And yung mga Filipino restaurants here in the Philippines, syempre, they would always cater to the Filipinos. Ngayon, slowly but surely, that changed. Because nakita ng mga Filipino chefs and restaurateurs na, aba, masarap naman talaga yung pagkain ng Pinoy. We just have to do it the right way and also just simply do it, di ba? Kasi yun naman yun eh, para matikman ng ibang lahi yung pagkain natin, you have to make it available to us, to them. You have to make it available to them, accessible to them. And that's been happening in the last, siguro, 5 to 10 years pa lang. Kasi before, hindi ganun eh. It's simple as that. And ang napansin namin ni Chef Jackie, yung mga restaurateurs and Filipino chefs, when they do Filipino cuisine, karamihan sa kanila, they do it right. And when you say you do it right, you have to stay true to sa traditional flavors ng Filipino food talaga. Kasi pwede ka nga gumawa ng Filipino cuisine sa ibang bansa, pero hindi naman siya traditional yung flavor niya, hindi rin ma-appreciate yun ng ibang lahi. Sabihin nila, this is like, you know, let's say, Aussie food na may konting ibang lasa lang. Diba? That's not gonna work too. It has to be really traditional Filipino flavors, but do it in a way to make it more accessible for a foreigner to appreciate it. Yun yun.
May, sa tingin nyo ba, may epekto din yung plating? Kasi diba tayo mga Pinoy, pag meron tayong handaan, parang barangay talaga yung plating natin eh. Yung nila o kaldero, tapos isasalampak na lang natin sa lamesa.
Tama.
More than the plating, I think, it's really our enthusiasm. We've all also developed the pride in our food.
Yon.
Way back, like
napaka-importante yung pride.
A different generation back, our first, you know, our first instinct was to scare people with our food. Have you tried balut? No, it's also available in Vietnamese cuisine, but they don't make that as the front runner. It's really, our food is not that exotic or like outstandingly exotic. We should always make sure that, you know, the Filipino cuisine is a mix of Asian, Latin American flavors, American, and Spanish flavors. Because all those are our neighbors or colonized us, or we've done trade with those countries. So that's a lot of things that influenced our cuisine. And it makes it very adaptable. It makes it very familiar to a wide market. So we should actually think about that and showcase it that way. That it's about celebration, it's about family, it's about the different process that we celebrate, you know, how we process food, how we cook our food, the different techniques. Mm. We've adapted through a lot of people, a lot of different cuisines. So it's very adaptable and a lot of people can draw familiarity. So that's something that has changed, I think, in the recent years.
So, yes, tama ka. Of course, in any cuisine naman, importante naman talaga yung presentation. And not just the presentation, how the food is eaten, di ba? Siyempre, if you're gonna cook Filipino cuisine in Australia or in any foreign country, there's two ways of doing it. You can do it the traditional way, yung family style natin, and then usually when we eat yung mga foods natin, we eat it with rice, di ba? And foreigners naman, they love actually eating rice, di ba? So we just have to teach how our food is eaten. But for me, ang pinaka-importante, you have to cook it right. Because minsan, hindi minsan, actually, kadalasan, even here in our country, most establishments, they don't really cook na from scratch. When I say cooking from scratch, is using just natural ingredients, not relying on convenience products na, when you say convenience products, yan yung mga instant kare-kare mix, sabihin natin, or instant adobo sauce, ganun. If yun yung gagawin mong klaseng food, na Filipino food, galing sa instant, hindi rin ma-appreciate yun ng ibang lahi. Because what makes a cuisine, regardless if it's Filipino, Thai, French, Italian, if it's done the traditional way, authentic tawag doon, authentic. Ang authentic Filipino cuisine is not from a sachet. It's not using MSG, all this, you know, instant whatever.
Seasonings.
Authentic Filipino cuisine, seasonings, yung mga, ayaw ko na magbanggit, pero basta yung, alam nyo na, yung mga, any cuisine.
Convenience any cuisine, as a place. And it is to assist and not to impose. The problem lang kasi, if it imposes, na eto na yung lasa, nagiging ganito na. And the That profile is the fake Linam Nam. So that's the thing that we don't want to promote.
I mean, even the simple ginisa, for me, why would you use granules for your ginisa? And that's a core basic quality of Filipino cuisine. Nagigisa tayo ng bawang, sibuyas, kamatis, di ba? Why are we gonna rely using those granules, those powders, those, you know, eh, yung simpleng act ng manggigisa ka, it has to be traditional pa rin, has to be natural flavors pa rin. And that's what's happening right now. A lot of chefs, they realize na if we're gonna do Filipino restaurants, hindi dapat karinderya level na pamurahan na puro instant ganito. It has to be done the traditional way, nung paano niluto ng mga lolo't lola na, nung panahon naman ng lola't lola natin, hindi naman uso yung mga ganyang instant lahat eh. Di ba?
So, ano talaga, dinidikdik na bawang, tinatanggal
yes.
na
tiyas,
matis.
Yes.
Yeah. And especially in Australia, when it's a very produce-driven cuisine,
oo.
And the eating of the Philippines, of the people there is, you know, cleaner, really reliant on fresh ingredients because you have wonderful available produce. It's actually very easy to make good quality Filipino cuisine because our
exactly.
a lot of our ingredients are universally available.
Nung nandito kayo, mayroon ba kayong pagkakataong makita kung paano na impluwensyahan naman ng Melbourne yung panlasa ng lutuing Pinoy?
All I can say, si Halaya, nag-ano pa. Because Australia has a very strong coffee culture. And now, you can see ube latte. I love that.
Nice.
I love that.
So
I love Halaya. And we always enjoy when visit there, share a meal with them. So, yun. It's, I love how a lot of people enjoy ube latte. So that's really something that's I appreciate there.
Oh, aside sa ube, the Aussies actually love calamansi rin.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Kasi, of course, Australian cuisine or Australians, whether Asian Australian or talagang white Australian, yung mga yan, they appreciate talaga natural ingredients. And when they tasted natural ingredients from the Philippines, like yung ube, calamansi, bangus, you know, they go
wow.
crazy. Kasi, you know, walang isda sa Australia that's even close to a bangus. I don't know kung may nag-culture or farm ng bangus sa Australia now. Feeling ko if they do, baka kayanin. But the fish itself, it's very Filipino. Milk fish, you don't see that anywhere else in the world. Gustong-gusto ng mga Australian yan, lalo na yung bangus belly. Siyempre, if you're gonna serve bangus, tanggalin mo, i-boneless mo na, di ba?
Oh,
you know, things like that. when you say Filipino cuisine, it doesn't have to mean you're just using ingredients from the Philippines. Because ingredients naman, that's universal. When you say Filipino cuisine, it's how we prepare the food. It's how, it's the flavor profile. Di ba? Bakit nakagawa sila ng authentic Thai? Oh, the techniques. Yung, you know, when you say authentic, hindi naman kailangan lahat ng ingredients galing doon sa bansang yon. Di ba? It's how you cook the dish. It's the flavor profile. Yun yung importante sa to promote the Filipino cuisine. Kasi, if gagawa ka ng adobo, for example, basic lang yung ingredients ng adobo. Number one, you have to have a really good vinegar. That is the number one ingredient of any adobo is the vinegar. Now, if you use vinegar na walang kwenta, kahit saan mo nakuha yung vinegar na yon, walang kwenta na yung adobo mo. Things like that. It's the process of how you cook adobo, imamarinate mo pa yan, and then pukuluan mo slowly, and then, alam mo yan, it's simple ingredients, pero the process of cooking it, what makes it Filipino, di ba?
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.